Well, we are so close to the celebration of Thanksgiving when families come together. They have a wonderful meal and give thanks to God for all of his gifts in our lives. And following that, the first Sunday of Advent is upon us and we begin this countdown to the season of Christmas. Well, with a very special lineup of music to begin this beautiful Advent season, our good friend Terry Ross is with us in studio today to give us a preview of his new episode of The Glory of the Mass, episode number 326, a beautiful episode to celebrate this first Sunday of Advent. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning to you, Brenda.
It's always a great morning to have you in. Now, we've been on a little bit of a hiatus doing our previews, but we are back and me, your student, I am ready to learn again. But as usual, I need a little bit of a refresher course today. So for this week's episode of Glory of the Mass, remind us again of all of the parts that we are going to be hearing from today's featured composer, Josquin des Prez.
Well, from Josquin des Prez, we're going to hear his Mass called Missa d'un Outre-mer. This is based on a piece by a predecessor of Josquin's called Ockeghem from the Netherlands. And we're going to hear that first, and then we'll hear the Mass that it's based on. It's a wonderful little piece by Ockeghem. And then later on, we get to hear one of the most ecstatic, over-the-top Ave Marias ever written by Franz Biebl, a 20th century German composer who's famous for just this one piece, this Ave Maria, but what a piece it is.
All right, so I look forward to talking about that more. So we have this beautiful lineup for the Mass. Now, there are the two parts of the Mass. Again, it is the proper and the ordinary.
That's correct.
And now please remind us again what those two parts are.
Well, the proper are the different parts of the Mass that differ according to what day of the church calendar it is. There are five of those, the introit, the gradual, the alleluia, the offertory, and the communion. The ordinary, on the other hand, are the usual things we expect in a Mass. The Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei. Those texts are always the same.
Okay.
They never change.
All right. So for this week's proper, the music is actually written, in fact, to recognize this Advent season.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. These are the propers for the first Sunday of Advent.
Terry Ross is joining us again today. Class is in session because we need to learn more about beautiful sacred music. Well, tell us a little bit then about Josquin
des Prez. Josquin, J-O-S-Q-U-I-N, and the second word is capital D-E-S-P-R-E-Z, Josquin
okay.
des Prez.
Tell us a little bit about that composer.
He's probably the most famous composer of the early Renaissance. He was a rock star in his day. He lived all over Europe, and everyone performed his music, which luckily his composing career coincided with the invention of printing. So his music got printed and sent all over the place, and everyone was performing Josquin's music because it was so good. He had such a gift. A wonderful composer. As a singer in choirs, I've loved singing Josquin's music because you never know what he's going to do.
I love that. It's always good to be surprised. Terry Ross joining us today, giving us a preview of a very special episode of The Glory of the Mass that welcomes this Advent season. In popular music, we hear about or we know about groups called the one-hit wonders. Now, you introduced a piece that we're going to hear a little portion of that you said it is the most incredible Ave Maria, but it's really the only thing this particular composer would be known for. Perhaps a one-hit wonder of his day?
Well, yes, his day being the 20th century. The composer is named Franz Biebl. Franz Biebl. And people know him only because of this one piece. He's a 20th century German composer. He wrote other pieces, but people really know him for this piece because it's so ecstatic and such a beautiful piece. And we'll hear a little bit of it. I guess we're going to hear a little bit of it right now.
We most certainly will. This is an incredible piece, and I want people to just take a moment, maybe turn up your radio or your podcast and listen to this incredible group, and then we'll talk more about it.
And it's sung by all men.
An all men's choir.
Yeah.
All right, here is that piece of the Ave Maria. That is so beautiful. Terry, you and I, just listening to that here in the studio, we are both smiling. I mean, that is, it takes you outside of almost like time and space. It's really music that honors Our Lady. Tell us a little bit about this piece, what you know, having performed it yourself before.
Well, it does. The thing that's nice about it is it gets into the ecstasy of belief,
mm-hmm.
not just the pleasure of it or the satisfaction of it, but it really, a strong belief can be an ecstatic feeling. And that's how it feels when those men go way up high like that. It's just astonishing. It feels amazing.
Now, you said that you had performed that piece yourself. Is that difficult? I mean, are we talking about just complex composition that you have to really practice to be able to your part well?
It's not especially complex, but it goes high for the men. You have to have some tenors who can sing really high, as opposed to using altos.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Terry, and then the words of this, the Ave Maria, we've talked about this before, and in past episodes, you've highlighted entire episodes just based on this one song, the Ave Maria. That's, as you said before, almost every composer, especially of the Renaissance era, they have written pieces up for the Ave Maria.
That's correct. All the Renaissance composers wrote at least one Ave Maria. Some of them wrote a whole bunch of them.
Wow, beautiful. And then again, which Hail Mary, that's the Hail Mary,
that's the
prayer.
Hail Mary. You know, it's the, yeah.
Oh, well, beautiful. If you want to listen to the full song, please go to the Glory of the Mass, episode 326. You can find the full playlist on our webpage or listen on the Hail Mary Media app. Terry, as always, it is a wonderful morning when you join us. Thank you so much for being with us today.
And it's my pleasure, Brenda.